AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Five people are in custody in Kenya as part of the investigation into the killings of 148 people, mostly Christian students, at a college earlier this week by the militant group Al-Shabaab. The group has threatened to kill again. A 19-year-old student was found today after hiding in a closet for 2 days. 3 years after the military ended its ban on women in combat, the AP has learned that some servicemen don't think women can handle special ops jobs.
Then Major General Bennett Sokolik worried about it nearly 2 years ago.
Their reaction to women in their formations.
The AP has learned studies still show big misconceptions in the special operations community about women getting what are now male-only jobs, like in Navy SEAL or Army Delta Force units. The surveys reveal men do not think females could handle the physical and mental demands, and worry the Pentagon will lower standards to bring women in. The military has until next year to open all combat jobs to women or explain why some should stay closed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
A convicted killer has been recaptured in Chicago after escaping 3 days ago from the county jail in Kankakee, Illinois. Sheriff Timothy Bukowski tells reporters he doesn't know just when Cameron Taylor will be back in his lockup.
He is being held in Chicago on weapons charges. And it's not known at this time when he's going to return to the Kankakee area.
On Wednesday, Taylor knocked a guard unconscious, stole his uniform and his car. He was being held at the time, pending sentencing for killing a man during a robbery. The search continues for a mother and child swept away by rising floodwaters in eastern Kentucky. Most low-lying areas in Louisville flooded. This man tells WHAS that the road near his home collapsed.
I left out here about 6:30, about 6:20 this morning. It was only about a couple feet. Now it's all gone.
This is AP Radio News. The NCAA Men's Final Four starts this evening in Indianapolis. Duke taking on Michigan State. Blue Devils guard Quinn Cook isn't taking the Spartans lightly.
They've had an underdog mentality, so it's going to be a tough, tough game.
The second game, Wisconsin plays unbeaten Kentucky Wildcats. Gay rights demonstrators plan to protest this weekend in Indianapolis against the Indiana religious freedom law that they say infringes on the rights of gays and lesbians. Ashlyn Johnson is with Athletes Ally.
The fight is not over. Yes, we've won a major victory at a small step for progress, but there's still a long road to go. And if we want to win this battle, we have to have the allies activated in the sports community.
Supporters say the law would protect religious liberties. Indiana lawmakers revised that measure to specify that it cannot be used to discriminate. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.